Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Socially Savvy, broadcasting live here at that Red Door Spa in Bellevue at the Lean Goddess event. Thanks for joining us. I'm your hostess, LB Duchess, with co-host Jason Rendon.
Hello.
Human Exchange.
How are you?
I am fabulous. And then we will soon have guest host Amy Yamada, the creator of Lean Goddess, coming over, and she's going to be telling us a little about the fabulous event she's put on over here. So feel free to give us a call at 323-843-6090. Today's show is brought to you by Lean Goddess and Girly Girl Wine. We're going to be chatting on a socially savvy mindset, and of course we'll be covering our socially acceptable hints and socially acceptable and unacceptable period.
Yes, totally fun, totally fun. You know, socially acceptable is really, it's interesting. I had a great conversation today over at the, I call it my pre-funk at the bar over at Blue Martini.
Pre-funk, I love that.
And we were talking about, like, what is socially savvy? And socially savvy is about saying things that people don't want to talk about or afraid to.
Well, I would agree with that, just because I think a lot of people don't want to talk about boundaries. They don't want to talk about, they're afraid that if they talk about what makes people uncomfortable, that...
But what can they do? What can I do?
Exactly. So, no, I think that's a little,
I like that, and especially on today's topic being the lean...
Lean Goddess.
Lean Goddess.
Is actually the launch of them.
Yes. I'm looking excited to when she comes over and talks about it. And I thinking about what we're going to talk about today really had me thinking about, as a socially savvy in general, what we talk, how we are in general, about feeling good and doing the right things and eating right and business right and health right. Waking
being in
up.
The right place in the mindset, in the body, and how you present yourself.
Yeah, you know, and you know, when we get to our social hints today, you know, I really thought hard about this. It's kind of like, you know, what makes our world good? You know, what makes it... you know, healthy. So, when, like, I'll give an example. So, I'll jump into it and say we're drinking the 2011 Pinot Gris from Girly Girl Wines. Okay, we've had them on the show many times. You know, they're healthy. You know, family. She does a great job. Supports breast cancer. She's in the Silver Oak Silverwood building over there in Woodinville.
Silver Lake.
Silver Lake, thank you. Silver Lake. You know, and it's, when you think about it, a lot of my friends are like, you know, all these girl stuff going on, girl power and go this, go that. I'm like, well,
it's about empowerment. It's
empowerment.
Not necessarily about guys or girls.
Guys have it too, you know, and sometimes it just, you know, it just works. For those guys who are just listening, you guys need to get your butt down here.
I was going to say that pause was because you were watching all the beautiful women walk by.
Oh, wow. Wow is wow, wow.
Lean Goddess means these women have been working on this for quite a while.
That's right. That's right. So our first wine, we'll jump into it. 2011 Pinot Gris, Columbia Valley, Girly Girl Wines. Very nice, little straw taste. Good, reasonable price, under $15. You can pick up at your local grocer and, of course, through Girly Girls, www.girlygirlswines.com if you're really interested.
Yep, you can also go to their tasting room in Woodinville.
Very nice.
The really great thing about Girly Girl Wines is they are such a huge part of the community. They support... a lot of events about empowerment, about you know, philanthropy. They're really in there and a part of what's going on. So everybody who gets swag bags today gets a coupon for 25% off the first purchase with Girly Girl.
Gotta go.
And we are very excited here at the Lean Goddess event. We have complimentary wine tasting, and we also have some appetizers being served up by one of the local restaurants. And we're going to give her the mic, and she's going to tell us a little bit about what we get to try here.
Excited.
Hi.
Hello. So what restaurant? I have not seen any of this before.
I'm from Flo Japanese Restaurant in Bellevue. We've been 10 years in downtown Bellevue, and I brought some appetizer tasting and also some sushi roll.
They're beautiful. I think Jason just took a picture, and hopefully we'll be uploading it here quickly. What I like so much is, okay, so I'm fairly new to sushi. My children are actually the ones who got me into it, and the first thing about sushi I fell in love with was the wasabi.
Oh, yeah. From that kicks in your nose, then you taste it in your mouth.
That's a really good way of explaining it. I never thought about that.
Uh-huh. So today we have, it's called mame nori roll. Some people don't like the seaweed taste.
Uh-huh.
So we use toy paper.
I love that because I don't like, that's the only thing I don't like. Oh, this is going to be fabulous.
And then there's some asparagus and shrimp and crab meat. So it's very light. Ladies' favorite sushi roll that I brought it.
Nice.
Also, we have a sear salmon roll. That one have a shrimp tempura inside. And then topping with sear salmon.
Okay.
And then we also have a vegetarian option. That's the veggie filly roll. Everything, asparagus and cucumber, avocado. But we put some cream cheese.
Oh,
and
wow.
We have a sauce that's called miso vinaigrette.
So nice.
That's the veggie filly roll.
And I love the presentation of whatever this is that's on the straws. I just think that this is amazing for an appetizer.
Appetizer tasting, which is shrimp tempura with spicy aioli with pickled onion on top.
Well, nice. I'm excited. I'm going to try the cute little spoon one first. Do I try this one with the sauce?
No,
it's just by itself.
On the bottom.
Oh, okay.
So you can just have it.
Oh, my goodness. That is so yummy.
Really delicious.
I could make a meal out of that. And I'm excited to try this the sushi over here without the seaweed.
With soy paper.
Awesome. Okay, Jason, he's letting me try everything.
Really, no, go for it. I love the food. I actually had the opportunity to show up early today and did my scouting, and I love the food that's here in Bellevue. Bellevue is really the epicenter of food that's really showing up Seattle. Seattle's kind of like, hey, we're kind of falling behind. It's yes, just take the whole thing. And actually, here's the thing: in Japan, when you have sushi, you don't actually put wasabi back on the sushi. You actually put it in a liquid, you know. And that's the thing that people don't realize is that
I usually do is mix it in, but I was afraid somebody else
would. Right? No. The sushi chef what he thinks it's kind of like salt.
This
here in America, people kind of automatically salt. Well, and over there, they automatically put the wasabi for you, thinking this should be as hot. Because here's the thing, you should order the sushi from the sushi bar and have a rapport talking to them, and he'll ask you, says, do you like it hot? Do you like it soft? What do you like?
So
that's the key.
So it's part of the preparation then is it in the spices and how you like
yes.
it.
Yes. It's kind of like having, salt. That's why nothing drives me nuts as a chef. I go to a restaurant and I'll put food down and they'll go, oh, hey, that looks good. Shake, 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 shake. I'm like, you haven't even tasted it. Same kind of concept. I like hot food, you may not. So, it's always good to put it on in the
sauce.
Yes.
I have to say I could mix all that wasabi in with the sauce and just go to town with it.
And did you know that you can eat with your hands? That's why they give you that towel. It's not because they're trying to be cool and say, here's this cool hot towel. No, you're supposed to eat with your hands.
Okay.
And that's the thing, a lot of people don't think about that. They're like, oh, because we're Americanized, we're like be polite, blah blah blah. No, actually, it's quite acceptable to do that. But then again, we're in a different culture, and the food's a little different. Like the spoon here, the presentation is just wonderful. I got to tell you guys,
it's
just
very
totally
elegant.
Awesome.
And one of the other things that I noticed is a lot of people will try to eat food like this with metal utensils. And I learned when I was really young to use chopsticks. I'm not, don't look beautiful when I do it, but it does change the taste of the food. I found that the metal, so you're better off to use your fingers if you can't use chopsticks.
Especially when you're dipping the soy sauce, normally you put the fish size. That's why Chef recommends.
I'm going to mix it all in, Jason.
Go ahead. Hands.
Yeah.
I want to be a happy little girl.
Wow, that's quite a bit wasabi.
Oh, yes, I'm a wasabi. So tell us where you're located.
So we are on 106th Avenue and 12th Street.
Yep.
A condominium called Palazzo. We've been there for 10 years. So this year going to be 10 years anniversary.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so.
Well, we'll have to try to come over and see if we can set up doing a show from your place.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
This is awesome.
Thank you so much for sharing. Thank you.
Oh, Jason, did you have another question?
I do. No, it's not a question.
It's
like, here's another little hot spot while you're tasting each one.
I know. I'm going to taste the next one with the salmon.
So the wasabi that we're enjoying today is actually powdered horseradish, which is different than regular green wasabi. And the reason why they do that is that regular wasabi will actually not stay spicy long enough. You can get them fresh. There's a lot of good restaurants here in town.
Our restaurant does have a fresh wasabi, too.
That's awesome.
We serve with the sashimi, especially we are giving them complimentary with the sashimi serving.
So that means those that are listening, ask for it. The taste is completely different. You're really going to enjoy it. It still has the same heat, but it's a different kind of heat. ask for it. I'll guarantee you, once you get it, you'll be hooked. It's a really good flavor. Yeah. I'm
Jason,
not saying that
right. You don't get any of this, Jason.
I know. I saw that. It's like disappearing. No. I see. It's like, where'd it go?
No, I'm not sharing. This is like
for those that show up. You got to show up and have some.
Thank you again so
Thank
much.
You.
Wonderful, wonderful
Thank
food.
Thank you very much.
And again, you are with Flo.
Thank you.
Such a fun time. I really enjoy good quality sushi. I really do. There's a number of places here in Seattle. I'm not trying to give kudos to those, but I could name you a bunch that you go in there and the food is just outstanding. You know the sushi chefs. They're going to help you. They want to talk to you. You know, it's totally awesome. We're having a fun time here. The crowds are showing up. We've got people walking the runway over there. For those that are missing it, we're over here in Bellevue at the Bravern. Go ahead and valet your car on your expense. And
actually, it's a closed show now because it sold out.
It sold out. Well,
it
there you go.
Out.
Sorry.
Yep. So Lean Goddess, Amy Yamada is actually the creator of Lean Goddess, and she does have a partner with this, I believe. Oh, hey, Devaney. I'm on air. I'm talking to everybody.
Yay.
And she's created this fabulous event that helps to empower women from the inside out. So we came here to broadcast and to be a part of it. And as you can tell from the background, it's one big, huge, gigantic party. One of the things that I love so much about the East Side is that you do see a lot of support for these kinds of
yes.
events. It's great for networking, but more than anything, it's great for learning how to connect with people. And I want to make sure that I kind of make that connection so that people understand. I think a lot of people really misunderstand what networking,
yes.
the difference between networking and truly connecting with people. Events like this, you want to take that time to slow down, and this is where the socially savvy mindset is going to come into it. You've got to come in with a healthy, happy, open-minded mindset in order for
yes.
things to flow properly. So that's kind of what we're going to be talking about tonight.
I just want to remind everybody, the Chocolate Shop Wine, purveyor of all things chocolate, has six different flavors to choose from. Chocolate, chocolate strawberry, chocolate mint, almond roca, which I've got a great recipe that will be on the Socially Savvy site for French toast, let you know that. And
oh, I can't wait. Oh,
yes.
my gosh, I got to try
oh,
that.
Oh, I perfected a little more. I've really been working on it.
You need to come over and do breakfast.
Yes, I know. We're going to do that. Sparkling chocolate red wine and let's see. There we go.
I'm finally getting my glass of wine.
So you want to go to http://chocolateshopwine.com. The women here are just fabulous tonight. We got a beautiful woman in a red dress, a beautiful woman in a purple dress, a beautiful woman in a black dress, a beautiful woman in a regular dress, green dress. Guys, that's missing out. Hope you guys signed up. Hope to see you soon.
No kidding. Well, and this so to tell you a little bit about what they had going on here, the Lean Goddess, they teamed up with Red Door Spa here in Bellevue at the Bravern, and what they offered ladies was to come in and you get to do mini services. So you get a chance to kind of try things out and check things out.
Yes.
Which goes along with what she's going to be telling us as far as what she does with her events as far as speaking and coming and being a part of them. So a ton of fun. We're going to be doing a couple beverage tastes with Girly Girl Wine. So we want to give them a quick shout out again. I know we said something earlier. A lot of people don't realize that the Girly Girl Wines, each one of them actually has an identity or a personality. So depending on who you are and what your flavors and stuff are, you're probably going to find something that you can kind of relate to, which is a heck of a lot of fun. Okay, I am looking around for my Amy Yamada here. And I don't know, did you see Amy, Jason?
Huh?
Did you see Amy?
She's over there.
Oh.
She's over there.
She's playing hostess, isn't she?
She's playing hokey. No, I was finding out something really interesting spots about this place. They've been in business for 4 years. Here in Bellevue.
Wow, 4 years.
And that's kind of a hard thing to do here in Bellevue because Bellevue is kind of a tight spot to do.
Well, and there's so many businesses, you know, in the last several years that have really struggled to come in and out of, and it's a little tricky with business and
yes.
such. All right. Well, let's go ahead and let's just touch base with our topic. We'll have, when Amy gets over here, we'll throw her into the mix.
Yes. It's our hand time. I have a hint. Do you have a hint?
I have
a hint.
Socially savvy hints, because that's where we start out with. We don't necessarily have to be blunt. Sometimes you want to be subtle about it. But my socially savvy hint is, when in doubt, throw negative out.
Oh, what does that mean?
Well, basically what it means is if you find yourself in a situation, whether it be social or educational or anything, any kind of a situation where you're with other people, if you have you find yourself uncomfortable or not quite sure what to do, make sure that whatever it is that's going to come out of your mouth or however you're going to portray yourself doesn't have some kind of a negative connotation. So in other words, if you are in a learning environment or in a new exposure environment and you see something unique come across, your first response should not be, ooh, that's weird. It should be, wow, that's unique.
That's different.
Change the way you look at things. Change the way your thought process is so that you don't come across as offensive
yes.
and potentially ruin a relationship or ruin yep. an experience that you could have grown from, you could have helped somebody else grow from. So make sure
right.
that everything that comes out of your mouth, everything that your body portrays is positive.
Yep.
What about yours, Jason? What's your social
my
studies?
My hint was we're talking about, you know, healthy, you know, lean goddess. Is being prepared in the morning. You know, right before you go to bed, put all your stuff by the door, get your laptop, put it down
oh
there.
Oh, my God, that's so not me.
It works.
It's a great hint, though.
It is when you get up early in the, you know, the buttocks of the morning. I don't want to get up. It's like, that saved my ass. I don't know how many times when you're like, you know, you push the snooze button. You're like, oh, just 10 more minutes. I get all my stuff by the door. I got my bag. I got my books. I got my little papers. My jacket, my keys, and everything's in the right area. That way, the only thing you have to do is get up, take a quick shower, brush your teeth, boom, you're out the door. Done. You don't have to stress about anything, you know. And even then, unfortunately, though, you can't, like, pre-shower and pre-brush your teeth, you know.
That becomes part
despite
of your
what your son or daughter may say, you can't do that.
Yes, most definitely.
It's,
well, you know, the nice thing about what you're suggesting is it does. It gives you that peace of mind. And that's one of the things that I think is a socially savvy mindset is that peace of mind. And some people get peace of mind by flying by the seat of their pants.
Mm-hmm.
I have a tendency to kind of cross between being very organized and flying by the seat of my pants. It depends.
You know what it's called, right?
Chaos?
No. It's called mise en place.
It's
a restaurant term saying everything in its place and a place for everything.
Oh,
so
okay.
When I was teaching your son how to cook, I said, here, let's get all the ingredients, all utensils, all the pots, utensils, ingredients, chopped, cut thing. You make your dinner. It's done. That's why all these restaurants could turn out all this food.
Because they're very
so
organized.
Fast. Everything is cut and ready. You know, all they're
yeah.
doing is like, handful of this, handful of that, handful of this, toss, done, plate, put a little sauce, boom, ding, done. Hey, pick it up.
And that's. I think that's important for people to understand, even when you're a somewhat fly-by-the-seat-of-your-pants person like me, I do try to take time when it comes to really important things or something, again, that you're not familiar with.
You know, you do it too.
Yep.
When we went over and we you have a day job just like I do, we were looking at perfumes. You had your station all set, ready to go. You knew exactly what
well,
we
I
were
guess
talking
I did.
About. It's a little hectic, but still, you figured it out. Same kind of concept. You know, when you have everything in its place. And even from here, even though it may look like chaos, we're ready to rock and roll. Another hint? Do you have one?
I don't have another hint, but I think we'll go ahead and start on our topic because we've kind of jumped into it and touched
yeah.
base. What would you consider a great starting point for a socially savvy mindset? Here's a couple of the words that came to mind for me. Calm, open-minded, creative, and patient. So when you're talking about a mindset, a mindset is a form of preparation before you go into anything. So typically, people will say, okay, so what were your thoughts when you went into this? Mindset is directly related to a precognitive thought. So when you're going into something that's unknown or something that you know very, very well, you want to make sure that your mindset is where you need it to be to get the results that you want.
Yes.
I think a lot of people miss that point. They forget that they're thinking that if my mindset is just positive, I'll be fine. But like we were talking earlier, if your mindset is positive and then you see something that you're not used to and your response is, wow, that's weird, you've
yeah.
just ruined everything that you were trying
yes.
to create. So make those little mental notes because your brain is a computer.
You know.
And how you perform is directly related to the little boxes that you check off in your brain.
It's true. I follow a lot about Anthony Robbins. You know, he talks
about... Oh, love
about,
Anthony Robbins,
I've
yes.
actually had the opportunity to meet him, and he's a really big guy.
Oh, which, really?
Like, he's big. He's
6'7". He's like monster
seven.
Big?
No, he's really big. You know, look at him. One of the things he talks about, I'm going to give you a perfect example, and this is how I get myself out of my funk. Sometimes it's hard, But it's true.
And we all have funk. So if you have a funk, don't feel bad. Especially
it's kind of like when you talk like this. So for those listening, I'm leaned over. I'm kind of hunched back. I'm like, you know, I'm talking about this wine here. It's in a bottle. It's kind of cool. Is everything these? My face is a. It's a big difference when you're like,
you're
lean
solid.
Back. You're like, you're up front. You're like, hey, how you doing? Sometimes when I need to get active, I'll stand up and be like, hey, you know, we're, you know, how's it going? You
energize yourself. Yeah.
And it really does change your state of mind. Smile. Sometimes that's all it takes for you. You're funky and you're on this bat, you know, damn dog pissed on. I mean, I got a little puppy now and I love my puppy. And, you know, pissing on the ground. But sometimes you just smile and you're just like, hey, how you doing? You know, and you get that smile going. You're like, I'm not feeling it yet. But eventually it will work towards you.
Well, and that's what the whole phrase fake it till you make it came from.
Yes.
The fake it till you make it wasn't about being disingenuous. It was about putting your body on track so that your mind would follow if you felt like you were struggling. And I think a lot of people, again, get some of these things mixed up. They think that, you know, you hear a word like fake it, and they're like, oh, you know, that's negative, that's bad, you shouldn't be doing that. And it's not that. It's that sometimes you have to get your brain into a place and copy where you need to go.
You know, this other thing that Count Cody said the same thing. You know, Count Cody, for those who don't know, is a Seattle event guidance. He doesn't put on events. He prepares
you. He helps you prepare for your events. Yeah.
He's a
phenomenal guy.
Yes.
Phenomenal guy.
He talks about it. It's like, always smile. The house may be burning, but if you're smiling, no one ever knows.
Well, they'll notice maybe the big old flames behind you, but you're happy, so they'll be calm, which means everybody stays, you know, in a relatively controlled state. Okay, so what about you, Jason? What do you do when you're trying to put together a socially savvy mindset?
For me, is reading, writing down what I want to do. Some of the things that, you know, whether it's an event I'm doing or a dinner party, understanding what people are showing up. I'm a very positive person. I have my down times, I'll be honest with you. I think we all do. We're like, oh, poo-poo this, poo-poo that. I just want to get in my corner and drink my wine. But there are some times when you just kind of wake up and you just kind of go, you know, you sit up, you think ahead, okay, I want to accomplish this. And for me, I'm very much reward-oriented. I reward myself. So, like, I'll give you a perfect example for those listening in, preparing for the show. My goal is to have everything done by Sunday. Nah, it slips into Monday, but it's supposed to be Sunday when I talk about it. And I reward myself about, okay, I get these done. And, you know, that's why I think we work well as a team, is that so I need these things by this date. Okay, I'm not going to let you down. Here it is. So when you get into that lean state, when you want to work out, I don't work out regularly because I've got many other things I'm doing in my life. But when I do work out, I think ahead. I think, okay. I'm making dinner. It's going to be healthy. I'm going to park, but I'm going to park in the shuttle zone. For those that don't understand shuttle zone, that's parking on the farthest spot, and you got to walk. Every little thing helps. That's the thing that I think people don't realize. You know, for those that want to wake up early in the day, don't. If you get up at 8 o'clock every day and you go, I'm going to wake up early, and then you set your alarm for 6, you're going to fail. I don't care what you say, you're going to fail. You know what you do? You get up at 8.
Try me.
Tomorrow, wake up at 7:50. The next day? 7:45.
Yeah,
next
that
day,
might work.
7:30. Oh, I know. Well, you try.
I'm not a morning girl.
Well, you're a morning person.
Actually,
aren't you?
I'm a morning. You know what kind of morning person I am?
Grumpy.
No. Right. If I've been asleep, you're in trouble. If I haven't been asleep, then you're fine. So, in other words, I can go all the way till 3-4 o'clock in the morning.
Uh-huh.
But the second my head hits that pillow, from that point on, just don't. And 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, then you can talk to me, but not until. So tell us about this other wine that we're drinking today, Mr.
The other wine we're drinking is the 2010 Columbia Valley Cabernet Sauvignon from Girly Gores. It's a really exciting time, you know. These are screw tops. Don't be alarmed by screw tops. You know, they save the wine. They're really good. They're very nice. You know, some people are the purists. Are like, oh, I need my corks. You know, these are actually really good. You're very hard-pressed to find a corked wine with a screw top. I'm just telling you that now. Why?
A corked wine with a screw top. Okay, wait a minute. You said a corked wine with a screw top. Oh, okay, that was a little bit funny.
It is. I'm just trying to say. Actually, I've been doing a course myself on the business of selling wine, one of the things that they talk about, they did a research study, and it's America's mentality. It's like, if you're going to spend $100 on a wine,
they want a cork.
They want a cork. It doesn't matter if it's better, it's for it, they want a freaking cork.
Well, it's interesting
it's
about
romantic.
The American people. We are a very unique culture when you talk about worldwide. If you take a look at the products, whether it be skincare or fragrance or any kind of product
yes.
that we consume or use, Americans, every other company in the world makes a product for Americans.
Yes.
And the difference is everywhere else in the world, if you're talking about a natural product or the more natural ingredients it has in it, and this is great for mindset, is they understand that we want uniformity. So if you're buying a face cream 1 week and it's one color, and then you buy it the next week and it's a different color,
yeah,
an American will freak out.
Right.
Because our mindset is we think that if you're buying XYZ cream, that it's going to be the same all the time. Now, everywhere else in the world's mindset, they understand that when you're dealing with natural products, you take a look at, you grab any orange, any apple, any grape, any olive, any natural-based product, you are never, ever, ever going to find the same product with the same color, the same tone,
right.
the same texture, the same taste.
I want to get into that more, but before I do that, I want to say that Cascade Ice is zero-calorie, sugar-free, flavor, sparkling water that eliminates all the unnecessary, unhealthy extras. I really like it myself, personally. Found
I
other flavored
them.
Waters. Of course, it's gluten-free. Because it's not thickened or any of that good nasty stuff. Follow them at www.cascadeice.com/blog. Cascade Ice is very nice. They're good for mixers. And they've been a socially savvy sponsor of us, and they're
almost
really nice.
Almost since day one.
Yeah.
Here's the other thing. Is if you are on Weight Watchers or you're on something where you have, dealing with the point side of thing, or you're really having to watch what your intake is, theirs are zero. So
yep.
I'm utilizing my Weight Watchers points thought process right now because I'm getting ready to go to Cancun.
Yep.
And I know I can drink that and I don't have to worry about it. And I love their sparkling grapefruit. That's
it's really
my
good.
Favorite.
Get back to vegetables and all that. You know, some people kind of go, oh, well, my lemon and my orange are perfect, and whatnot. A lot of times if you go to the Hispanic stores, they'll have lemons and limes and avocados that aren't great. But you know what? They're really good food when the quality is that. We have in our studio here today, Dual Fisher.
I know, I'm so very excited. Dual and I have been able to work together on a couple things. He's invited me to come and be on As Seen with him.
Exciting.
I got to do Vogue magazine with him. Oh, here's your mic, Dual. There we go. Oh.
Oh, center of the table.
And we just love technical difficulties because that's what we do.
Yeah.
That's what we do. Are we on?
I think we're on. Are you on?
No, wait, turn it on. There we go.
Is it on?
Lift the on button.
Yes, you get to kiss this one because the mic
what's above my head.
There we go. It's the speaker.
It's radio. Nobody's seeing how silly I look right
I know. Well,
you
it's
look
so funny.
Stylish anyway.
Having worked with you and seeing the whole video side of things.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. It's like when I come back to my radio show, I'm like, I'm in my little safety bubble because nobody can see what's physically going on.
Right. Yes. You're out in the world when you're on camera.
Oh, my gosh. It's like I'm getting flush now.
Oh, don't be flush. You're good. You're good. Makeup looks
well,
great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. It is such a pleasure to have you here today.
Well, thanks for having me.
Well,
and such a great event.
Well, of course.
Lean
I mean,
Goddess.
Lean Goddess. It's talking about not just your physical body, but your emotional, your mindset, which is why we decided to talk about, socially savvy mindset. When you're going into a social setting, what should your mindset be? What should you be thinking about? And if there's anybody that I know that hits more social events than I do, it would be you.
Why? Just because I went to 465 last year? I don't
Are
know.
Are you kidding
wow.
me?
It was a lot.
Wow.
That's crazy.
It's a lot. Well, part of
how
the
do
job.
How do you prepare yourself for that? What do you do when you wake up and you're like, okay, I know I got to do 3 dinners tonight, 2 parties before.
I've got to do the main party. I've got to do the after party. I got to get all the gear moved
How do you
over.
Prepare for it?
Well, in the early days, it was usually a luncheon. For a nonprofit luncheon, and then it was an event that night or a private party that night. So, you just got to pace yourself and
breathe,
relax. In between, I would like go and just find a quiet place to clear my head because you don't want to get the wrong names.
Right.
When you go to the next event.
So
when you're taking pictures and you're moving very quickly. It's harder
to focus on those little. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you got those, if I could ask you, for those people who are listening who are young event people, What works with you when you say, you know, when you slow yourself down, take a breather? What works for you? So when you got, what I'm saying is that there's a young event person who's listening to you who's like, oh, I want to be just like Duel. I mean, there's a lot. You'd be amazed. You know, what's your secret? What do you think?
I think, well, for me, just finding a nice, quiet restaurant if I didn't have time to go home between events.
Nice.
To just go and just chill about, pull, you know, 2:30, 3 o'clock in the hour, or just even finding a nice, quiet coffee house.
Yeah,
flush out just, your just, noise.
Know,
yeah.
Recap what you just experienced, and, you know, because sometimes they're big events and your adrenaline
right.
gets going and you want to remember what you just did.
You know what? I think that brings up a really good point, because I think a lot of times we forget that our brains work like a computer.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
like any computer, one of the things that they suggest is after you've worked on it for a little while, they suggest save that file. So when you're going and taking that time to kind of pull back,
True.
In effect, you're saving that file.
And, you know, I was a little kid when I would do that. I would come home from school and at night I would go to bed and I'd lay there for hours just reliving practically every moment
wow.
of my day.
Yeah.
So I would remember it. Of course, now if I get Alzheimer's in, you know, 40 years,
that's
useless. But I have to compartmentalize it.
Right.
Put it in its own little place. Okay, this was this event. This was this person that I took a picture with. This person, and luckily pictures help.
For the recall.
Having the photos.
The mental recall.
People, help remember what I did.
So as today's topic, socially savvy, is about healthy living and all that, what works for you to have a healthy in your event space that you have that helps you stay fresh and alive? I saw you today when you walked in. You had a couple of hectic things going on, but you're like, no problem.
Oh, he's
I got
smooth
it.
As
right
a
here.
Cucumber.
It's in my pocket.
Well, you know,
how do you feel?
You just got to let things roll off your back. If there's a situation that is creating a little havoc in the room, you just let it roll off your back, because get it done. Just
get it fixed,
done,
yeah.
Get it fixed. Get over it. And
well, it's like when you...
To, you know,
the next thing.
People
right.
are going to walk in the door any minute.
True.
Well, it's like when you walked in, we were 6 minutes before showtime.
Right.
And we just finally got power. And all I could think of, it was so funny, I knew you were going to be here, and all I could think of is what would Duel go... Duel would just calm... Tom,
you got to do what you got to do.
You got to do what you got to do.
It's still going to go on.
It is. Yeah. I mean, we would have started recording, and it may not have gone live right away.
Right.
But
you know, things happen. You move on.
Yeah.
You know.
So that's one thing I've always admired about you. Is you always seem to have this very calm, collective part of you. And then what's interesting is you have the ability when you reach out to somebody or your contact with people actually can bring people down and bring them around, and you create a lot of focus. And it comes from you.
Again, back to every situation could be hectic or it could be not so hectic.
That's
so
right, yeah.
So I do always try and calm a person by just putting my hand on their shoulder.
That physical contact, yeah.
We got it. We got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's
cool. Yeah.
Well, and I think there comes a really good point too, because if you're calm within yourself, and this is where that healthy mind, that, you know, savvy mindset comes when you're out publicly. If you have it together, then when you effectively make any kind of contact, people forget that energy. You can't see it maybe, but that energy does transfer. Does help.
You do see. I've seen a lot of his interviews that he's had of people, especially in the big events, you know, the 425 that he's done, where people are just
so
excited.
Oh, I know the 425.
And I've seen you done your little hand on the shoulder, and they're like, they calm down. They're like, okay.
Feels very good
so
at that.
So I did this. And you can ask those questions.
And like you just said you were getting...
Flustered.
You were getting flustered because the camera, we're filming while we're doing the radio interview here, but it is, I will put my hand behind them and just hold them, because it is a very nerve-wracking situation when you put a bright light with a camera in someone's face that's not used to it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like going to the dentist and they're coming at you with the
drill.
You're
like, ah.
And you're like,
I'm sure that's going to be pretty on video. Aw.
Yeah, we'll edit that part out. Josh,
it's okay. It's part of my personality.
But, you know, I've always been calm in situations. Until I get home.
Right.
And
that's when
so
you
calm.
Decompress, yeah.
You know,
I think we all do that when we edit the show and we'll look back. I'm like, and then I think back, for me, I'm like, did I edit the right wine? Did I say, I said the wrong thing about the wine. Oh, I didn't see anything right and all that. And speaking of today's show, so you're out here talking about Lean Goddess. What do you think about the event tonight?
So far, I think the event's awesome.
It's fabulous. And just for people who didn't know, it did sell out.
And
that is fantastic. I think people have such a hard time in the Northwest of actually RSVPing. Yeah. And not just RSVPing, following up. Because this was one of those events where you had to pick up the phone.
Right.
You had to make your appointment.
Right.
So there was like this follow-up. And I'm just so happy for Amy because she does. She throws a phenomenal event.
She does. And she works very, very hard at everything that she puts her hand on.
She does.
She gives it 150%, if not 200%.
And she's exceptional with the value that she gives.
Totally.
Yeah.
And Katie, her and Katie?
Yes. Oh, and you know what? I am so excited. I have yet to actually get that one-on-one time with Katie to get to know her, but I keep reading about the Facebook and the events, and I'm so excited for them.
Awesome.
Well, thank you for having me on the show.
Thank you so much for being a part of everything, and I am so excited to see what As Seen is going to be doing this year, because I looked at the rerun tape of last year, and I was like, holy cow,
big
I got to step up my game.
That was just the best of.
I know.
We've got a docutainment that we're bringing out for the Oh Christmas Trees event and from the Bellevue.
Is that production. All the bloopers?
No.
Oh, that would be a funny one.
It's called Scene Making.
Ooh.
Oh.
The Providence Oh Christmas Trees.
Oh, cool.
2012.
Oh, yay.
So it's more documentary style than it is Entertainment Tonight style.
Oh,
can
I like
we
that.
Find you online?
It will be online.
Cool.
And so if, Fashion Week will be in the same thing.
So I want to give you a quick little plug for people who are doing events. You do a fantastic job of not just covering them, but bringing a dynamic energy because you bring the mic where you can do the interviews, and you have this whole the photography, everything. If somebody is looking at enhancing an event to that next level, where would they find you?
They would find me at they can find me on Facebook. I'm Jewel Fisher. They can send me. They can find me on Twitter now.
Awesome. Oh, cool. I need to follow. We need to follow him.
Yep.
I think I'm already following you.
Are you?
I follow you.
I love that.
I don't have too many. Aww. Amy got forbidden to follow me. We don't know why.
Oh,
but
wow.
Anyway, but, you know, I can't. I'm not alone when I go out to an event. I've got a team of photographers.
You do. You have a fabulous team.
You know, Vivian's here tonight. She's donated her time to be here for Amy.
We've donated
our time to be here for Amy. Todd's out in front on the red
carpet.
That's
important for starting businesses. You know, we'll go into a business side. We do that from time to time. Socially Savvy. As a starter business, get your photography out there. Get your recording. Use your iPhone. You do photos and you do photography. Take it. Even if you're not great at editing it, get it recorded. Seriously.
Well, and the one thing I want to say before Dual leaves is when you're talking about a socially savvy mindset, you need to understand that what you give, you're going to get back.
Yes.
So don't always go with the mindset that you're going to take or you're going to end up leaving empty-handed.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's
very, very true. Thank you, Dual.
Thank you. I'm so excited to come visit with you as soon as we're done.
Yeah, it'll be fun. I need a glass of wine now.
Oh,
right there. I have
girly
one right there
wine.
For you. I took
you're
care of you.
I love you.
Cheers.
Want to follow up on Girly Girl Wines? It's a woman's wine company designed to serve women who are young at heart and enjoy their girly girl time in their daily life. Girly Girl Wines funds breast cancer research. Check them out at www.girlygirlwines.com. Get their fabulous treat. We said about them. They're over there in Woodinville. Shake them out. They're really cool. There's a lot of good wineries for those that are like, well, maybe not Girly Girl Wines for me. You got Columbia Winery, you've got Chateau St. Michel, you've got Paddock Creek, you got Otis, you've got all the wines over there in Hollywood. I sell most of them myself. I really enjoy a good time going over there. This next year is coming out. We're going to do the Woodinville Wine Experience. Look forward to us out there. This has been a fabulous year. This last year has been really fabulous for us, and we're really working forward to it. And it's really a fun time. When you do the Woodinville Wine Experience, they do have shuttles. Take the shuttles. They're really cool. It's a very exciting time. We're just finishing with Dual Fisher. We want to thank him very much for being here, really helping us out. It's really a fabulous time. He's really a great guy. Just a reminder, we are tasting the 2010 Cabernet Sauvignon from Girly Girl Wines. You'll enjoy this wine right now. A lot of our listeners who have got to enjoy this right now It's got a little bit of a spicy note on it, a little green pepper, and a really good flavor. It's under $15. You can pick it up at your local wine distributor or wine retailer right now. Really fabulous. They'll be on our wine stock as well here shortly. This wine, for those that are keeping track, is called Farah, which is kind of a little spicy.
Farah is all about fun.
She is.
She goes, I'm extremely athletic and take pride in staying active and living a healthy lifestyle. She enjoys going to sports games and running in triathlons. You so wouldn't find me doing that, but I love her wine anyway.
Yes.
It's just fun, fun wine. If you want to look for something that is going to be a not just a good wine to drink, but is also going to be a great statement piece to create some dialogue, put the bottle on the table, and you're going to be astonished at what it will create, because people will look at the different characters. And I always like to put two or three of the different bottles, because people will pick it up and go, oh, I'm like Farah. Oh, I'm like Chloe.
Yes. Now, Nordstrom's did an event around Girly Girl Wine.
Yes, we did.
Yes.
We did this last Thursday. I work with all of the cosmetic lines at Nordstrom's, and every probably 6 to 8 weeks, we're going to be putting on an event. And we're going to be featuring 2 to 4 of the Girly Girl wines. And what we do is we take each wine, we look at the personality, and we go to the different makeup lines, and we find out what is new, what is hot, what is happening, and relate the look to the wine so that people get to come in, they get to taste the wine, and then they get to learn how to put the look on.
That's kind of cool.
So we had a blast.
Not that I know how to put on makeup, but that's still kind of cool.
I know. It's one of those things that a guy might watch. But
yes. Well, hey, for those guys, you know, if you really want to treat your girl, take her out to one of these events. I'm telling you.
Tons and tons of fun. Okay, so we're going to bounce right into our socially acceptable and unacceptable because, blunt works best.
All right, socially acceptable. I got one for you because it's been on my mind because I sometimes try to eat healthy and I go to the salad bar.
Oh,
it's
yes.
Totally acceptable to kind of go, excuse me, are you going to be bringing out some old sauteed shrimp or sauteed chicken because it looks a little dry? Or it's socially acceptable to ask, you know, are you going to have, you know, your wilted spinach is a little wilted. And a lot of people don't do it. They're afraid. They're like, oh, well, it's a salad buffet. It may be a salad buffet, but come on. You're paying good money. It's, my eyes, totally acceptable to kind of go, that dried shrimp that's been there for a half hour.
I would totally agree with that. I think the thing to remember, anytime you're asking for something, remember that when you're asking them to correct something, you want to do the kiss, kill, kiss.
Yes.
You want to kiss them, say, I'm so excited to be here because I love your lunch menu. The kill would be, I was really disappointed to see that the lettuce was a little bit limp, and then your kiss again is, I would really love it if you could take a moment to come and grab some new lettuce because I'm looking forward to my salad. I've been looking forward to this all day.
Nice.
It's all in your delivery, people. And everybody will know that the Duchess will have an attitude every once in a while. And it's really important I remind myself all the time. And I try to lead by example, and typically somebody's having to pick me up off the floor and say, what the, you know, are you doing? So don't feel like you have to be on or you're going to be perfect all the time. But when you are out there, try. It's all about the effort being put forward. And I've even gone so far as caught myself halfway through a conversation and go, okay, I'm so sorry. Let me try that again.
Yeah.
Let me try that delivery again.
I've done that too. We talked about that on a thing about taking it back a notch because sometimes you need to kind of go, I got to stop. I got to, you know, break up. I got to relax, you know, because sometimes you get worked up, you know, where they forget to bring the water, they forgot to bring the food, you know, and you're at a restaurant. And it is kind of, it's frustrating, especially when there's money involved.
Yeah.
I'm a very big, you know, if I'm paying some good money, if I go to, I'll use El Gaucho, my favorite restaurant in town. One of my favorites. Those guys.
I can't believe you threw
like
a name
a
out there.
I like El Gaucho.
This is so
well,
silly
no,
savvy.
I
we
love
do whatever
those
we want.
Guys. They
they are pretty phenomenal.
You know what they do?
I do the same thing with
they
Daniel.
They help with us guys in dating. My first date was with Valari over at El Gaucho.
I had no idea.
They brought down. They walk the girls to the restroom. They get up. They walk to the restroom. They walk the girls to the restroom. When they present a lobster, they slice it open, they do it all that.
See, that's that upper end service.
Yes. I mean, you're paying for it. Don't get me wrong. You are going to pay for it. You know, this isn't a McDonald's date, but I tell you right now, you know, I'm going to talk to them. I want them to come on the show one day. They know how to do romance right. And that's one of the things I think a lot of guys, a different topic for another show, I think a lot of guys and a lot of girls forget about romance. To sit there and kind of go, you know, I'm going to use Gary's example and go, you know, hi, Gary, you know.
One of our most loyal listeners is sitting here.
And I go,
we're picking
on him. When they touch him and they put him on the shoulder, it's like, you know, thank you for being here. You know, a lot of guys don't do that. Like, hey, how you doing, buddy? It's like, no, she's not your buddy.
She's not your buddy.
You know, a little romance, a little, hey, how you doing? How's your day? Don't try to correct it.
Are you romancing me?
Maybe.
Okay, so you know, I know we're using the term romance, but I think what's more, I think the, and I don't want to be corrective, but I think the term is just courtesy. And
yeah.
And actually, Gary said it really good. It's intimacy. It's being careful with your words so that you're engaging and bringing people in instead of rebuking them and sending them away
yeah.
from you, because it doesn't do you any good. No. Whether you're on a date, whether you're entertaining a potential business partner, even if you're just meeting a friend for coffee.
Listen.
Well, you know, what our thought process has always been, right. You were endowed with two ears and one mouth. Use them proportionately, for God's sake.
Well, right.
I mean, serious.
Well, you know, I think a lot of the time we use intimacy in a sexual context.
Right.
And it's not.
But it's not necessarily.
No, not
and
at all.
Use that, and it's important in a business context as long as you can keep the distance proper and use it appropriately.
I think I like that.
I like
that.
That's
awesome.
That's a challenge when you've got people of two genders.
Yeah.
It's hard to walk that line sometimes. But
well,
it's
and
important.
I feel like that more importantly, and you would understand that being a dignitary the way you are, I think that's really mostly an American issue, because you go anywhere else in the world, and because everybody has a sense of propriety, we're not talking bullet points. We're not talking you cannot go outside these boundaries. We're talking a sense of propriety where you kind of know how you're supposed to treat people. You know what's acceptable, what's not acceptable. It's not to say that there isn't a time and a place to push and pull in that,
right.
But knowing where those boundaries are, knowing what's going on. In the United States, we don't have that, which
no.
really culturally puts us at a disadvantage.
It does.
And, you travel all over the world, and you talk with dignitaries from all over the world. And it's so funny because you are so quiet in a normal, you know, atmosphere, and people go, who's that guy? He's always at all your shows. Is he a creeper? I'm like, no, he's not a creeper. He's one of our most loyal listeners. But people, because the American people have an automatic, number one, they automatically look for something wrong.
Right.
And number two, they don't understand the dynamics about an intimate relationship. Like, you have been, for lack of a better word, you have been very intimately involved with Socially Savvy. From
yeah.
a support factor, it's like you'll message me. You go, hey, do you want more listeners there tonight? Do you want somebody there? Do you not want somebody there? You know, I'll listen online. Those are our attention to detail that we
yeah.
as Americans sometimes forget.
That's part of the dignitary.
Dignitary.
I know.
Have some more wine, Jason. Have some more wine.
Let me put the wine. There we go.
That'll take care
no,
of
I love the taste of wine. I love the sound of wine pouring.
Contrary to our other friend,
and
Vanessa,
if Vanessa was here, oh,
like,
she was teasing. Oh, she was teasing me about that this last week,
yeah,
and I was like, no.
That. We love her.
We love her to death.
The issue of intimacy, personal space, is a function of intimacy. And I've got a chief of protocol who works all over the world. So I will call her when I'm meeting someone from Asia. It's very different from Europe. And I'll say, what do I do here? What do I do there?
Oh, yeah.
And she tells me, here's the boundaries. Here's the deal. Here's what you can do. This will be misinterpreted.
Okay, so
there's books about that.
I was going to say, you bring up a fabulous point, and this goes back to what Jason was talking about at the beginning of the show. When you're going into a situation that you haven't been before, and you're talking about a cultural difference,
right.
And people usually only think about this when you're talking about an extreme scenario,
right.
But you're talking about, I mean, for you it's an extreme because you maybe haven't visited that country. You're taking those precautionary steps to go educate yourself, find out the protocol so that when you receive them, you can make them comfortable, which is what being socially savvy is. It's about making sure the people around you are comfortable. I think more people need to take that and instead of looking at on a high end where, you know, oh, you're only going to do this when there's dignitaries, or you're only going to do this when the governor's in town, where you do this when, hey, you know, I'm meeting my best friend's boyfriend for the first time. What do I need to know about him? What do I need to know to make them feel comfortable? As a culture, I think we really need to stop thinking about ourselves and start thinking about the people we're going to be hanging around and do a little prep work, do a little bit of investigative thought process so that you can engage.
They appreciate it.
Yes.
And sometimes I'll say, listen, I didn't have a chance to talk to my protocol chief I don't want to offend your ambassador, consul general. What about X, Y, and Z? And they'll say, thank you for asking.
Oh, I love
worry
that.
Worry about X or Y, Z is not a problem. Thank you for appreciate it. And the mere fact that you ask, even if you get it wrong, the mere fact that you're aware of the issue.
I was going to say, you know, and one of the things that I had learned with some advanced business training was, if somebody is uncomfortable around you and you're not sure how to bridge the gap, the first thing you can do is go up to them and go, you know what, I'm noticing that there's a little bit of hesitation. I'm sorry if I've done something to offend you. When you apologize for the possibility of something you may have done, even if you didn't do anything, it opens up those bridgeways. It allows people's egos to go away, and it allows you to be able to communicate again.
Yeah.
And that, again, is a mindset. You've got to go in to these events. You've got to go into life with a certain mindset if you want to be able
Guess
to
who we
engage
got.
More people.
Guess who we got?
Finally, yes, we've got
Yay.
Our Amy Amada.
Hello.
Oh, my God, you are like the hostess of the night. You have been flying around here all night.
I know. Sorry it took so long for me to get
oh,
here.
Oh, no,
you know,
fine.
Not at all. Not at all.
Thank
working.
You. Yes.
We got to enjoy.
If you're not busy, you're not working.
That's yeah. Right. She's going to be strutting her stuff all night long.
What, with these shoes that Miriam found for me?
Oh, my God. Oh.
They are strutting shoes.
So these shoes that she's looking at are a little, they're like 4 inches, hot pink suede,
hot pink.
Very
yes.
nice,
got
to show
See,
them
I
up
got
good.
My, I got my blacks, but mine
oh,
are like,
sassy. Sassy, yes, so those are fun, absolutely.
Oh, I love it. So, okay, we've got like 10 minutes, so I
okay.
want you to tell us all about this fabulous endeavor, and I remember when we were sitting down and chatting last year, and
yes.
you had just started pulling it all together.
Yes.
And I had called a lunch because we'd been passing forever and ever, and I wanted to meet you and really get to know you more. And you were started telling me about the story about how some crazy thing that I had said on Facebook had changed your mind. And then that night, that day at
yeah.
lunch, what you did helped change mine.
Right.
And the reason I bring that up is because I really feel like what you're doing here, that's what that's about. It's about mm-hmm. encouraging change and lifting each other up. So
yeah.
tell us about Lean Goddess.
Yes, definitely. Well, there's a couple things. One, I think that when something happens in life, and I know I've shared some personal stories with you, when big things happen in life that you don't expect to happen, it shifts your perception on everything.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
So, of course, I've shared
true.
With you about my mother. I lost my mother about 2 years ago, and still to this day, I think about her every day, and it's hard, you know? But I
yeah.
also have kind of gone through my own journey, and I know that part of everything that I've done, especially in this past year or so, has been inspired by her and just
That's amazing.
Having a new perception on life, a new value on life, and knowing that life is short, you know? And so
it is.
So it was
make every day count.
Make every day count. And there's actually one of our guests here this evening is Tara Smigen. Got to give her a little shout out. She's here to support us. But
oh,
about 4 or 5
Hello.
Months after she passed, Tara was living with her family over on Oahu, and her husband's in the military. She's got 2 little ones, and she had kept in touch with me all the time. She was gone from Washington over there and knew everything that was going on. We talked all the time, you know, while I was living at the hospital and being in that space.
In that space, right.
Anyway, so she invited me to Oahu. She said, you know what, you've been taking care of everybody else and gone through such a huge thing in your life. I want you to come to Oahu and let me take care of you for a week.
Oh, my
oh, nice.
God. I love that.
Just take care of your air. All you have to worry about is airfare. Come here. I'm going to take care of you. We're just going to go to the beaches. We're going to relax. We're just going to unwind. And it was such a gift. And it was on that trip that it was so much
Everything
more than vacation.
Was created.
I had a vision. I had a vision on the north shore of Oahu. I'll never forget where I was, what I was looking at, the beach and the water and the sky. And I thought, oh, my gosh. I just had this, call it a vision, an idea, epiphany, whatever you want to call it. But it was offering this feeling that I had there
to
someone giving me this compassion and this place to get away.
So you
Somebody
wake
else?
Up
yeah,
when you wake up in the morning, you feel energized. What do you pull from a lot of our listeners? You know, we talked earlier about, like, you know, how do you prepare for the morning? For
right.
me, I put all my stuff by the door. I got my phone, my keys, and my bag. I'm ready. Mm-hmm. When I get up, shower, you know, brush your teeth, shave, I'm out the door. There's
yeah.
a lot of people who are like, what do I do? I got the dog, you know.
Right.
What do you do that when you wake up? I mean, mm-hmm. Normal days.
Right.
We all
normal,
have days
course.
That we're like, fuck the day, I'm going back to bed.
Right.
I'm
right.
going to bed. What do you do? What's your strength?
Yeah. So, well, I like to practice what I preach. So, one thing we talk about at Lean Goddess with Katie Weigand and myself is that if health and fitness are truly a priority in your life,
mm-hmm.
design your life by making sure that that priority is reflected in your calendar.
Nice.
And
I love that. I love that.
And
yeah.
so I have to. You can't just say that. You have to live
you
it, right?
You have to live
so,
it.
And I believe it. So I
what
thought,
do you do?
You know what? So I work out every morning.
Yeah.
The first thing I do is I
are you
I
free weights or what?
I work out with a personal trainer, and I also work out.
Oh, you do?
And I do some additional cardio. What I found is that I'm independent in a lot of ways in my life, but working out, I'm not. So
well,
I need to work out with a trainer, small group training classes, boot camps,
that
kind of thing.
That's a really good point because I know I went and I worked with a couple of personal trainers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very goal-oriented, so when
right.
I have the tools, I can go ahead and follow up and mm-hmm. restart motivation-wise. But
right.
every once in a while, I do need somebody. So it's like I'll use Facebook. I'll go for a run, and I'll go, okay, just kick my ass on a run. And then you and a bunch of people will go, go, girl. And it's like, okay, I am, like, launched for the next month
right.
with self-motivation.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are other people. There were months, or I should actually say years, where if I wasn't going to the gym.
I've done that where, like, you'll run.
Somebody wasn't, I couldn't do it.
Right.
I've done that when you've been running. I'm like, oh, that damn woman. Okay, I'm going to go run. Here I go. All right, here.
And I think one of the things that I really love about what you've done and, you know, watching this whole Lean Goddess evolve
mm-hmm.
was you kept posting. And those little postings, as much as I would post my things about running, and it's so funny, I would have people go, you know, you go, girl, you're inspiring me. And a lot of times you don't even realize that you're inspiring. You're just trying to motivate yourself.
Right.
You're trying to get yourself out the door.
That's exactly what we're doing. You know what? You know that if at some point in the morning I post something,
you're trying to throw yourself out the door.
I'm like, okay.
Oh, God, do I have to do
this? I know I got
to
go to this workout, but I'm not really feeling it. I'm just like everybody else who,
yeah.
you know, especially on a rainy Pacific
oh,
Northwest
God,
morning
yeah.
when
well,
you're in your
was,
bed. And,
that's what
yeah.
I was asking. Is like, when
so,
you wake up in the morning,
yeah.
you know.
It's about setting the intention.
I'm focused right now. I have a little puppy at home, so
oh,
I have
Lord.
To get up.
Yeah.
It's a huge,
I do too.
It's
I have a
huge little
too,
puppy.
So that's another part of it.
You
got to
get up.
I get up at a certain time.
But once you get up. I mean, you'd be like, oh, screw this, blah, blah, blah. And then you're up, you're like, okay, I can do this.
Yeah,
screw you guys.
Well, you
and
know
then,
what?
And then putting on the workout gear.
Yeah.
You put it on, then you're like, oh, that was the hardest part, was
yeah.
getting out
so
of bed
I
and putting
found,
on my workout gear.
And I love that, because I found with me, because I have a tendency to procrastinate. I'm Latina.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? My body's first thought process is siesta. So I get up, and
yes.
my body is looking for two things. It wants food,
yeah,
so and it wants
I didn't
want
to go back to sleep.
Yeah.
And I'm like, going, this is not fair.
Yeah.
So when I wake up in the morning, when I go to bed at night, I'll think, okay, I need to work out.
Right.
So when I wake up in the morning, the first thought is, I'm supposed to work out. So the first thing I do is go put my workout gear on.
Right.
Because once it's on, I'm like, God dang it.
Yep.
And I don't even think about it. I put it on, and I literally, and for people
yes.
who struggle, I want to try to really emphasize this, I throw myself out the door.
Yeah.
I don't think about it. I don't question. I just do. I don't care if there's alarms going off.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if there's a flood happening. I don't care. I throw myself out the door because
yeah.
you don't want to overthink it, because that's when you talk yourself out of it.
Oh, there's a conversation that goes on in your head. But
oh, my God. Like,
just for miles. Just remember, you'll never regret it. You'll never regret working out. I've never regretted it.
I
wish I could say that I had, because it would give me an excuse to stay in bed. I've never regretted it, and it completely can turn your day around. So even if you're grumpy or groggy or tired in the morning and you've had a bad week or whatever, you get up
and do it.
Just do it.
Yeah. Just do it. Just get up and do it.
At the end of it, you're going to feel so good. You know, your body is feeling alive. That's the other thing. Awaken your body. I mean,
well, it awakens
think about
your
how much
mind.
You sit. Most of us sit all day long.
Gosh,
you sit in your car. You sit in a meeting. You sit at a coffee shop. You take an elevator.
Oh, so
your
we
body
did,
is going to be a reflection of who you are and what you're doing.
Yes. And it's funny, because you made a statement. We sit. We go and do so many different things that we think that we're busy. And
right.
One of the things that I noticed was that I realized I may be busy in the things that I'm doing, but
right.
I wasn't doing anything.
No, you think you're active because you're all over the place. But
there's a lot of time that Facebook gives you a little bit of motivation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got a lot of chatter in the background, so that's why I'm leaning into you guys. Facebook gives a lot of motivation, because there's a lot of times, I mean, really, LB is, I see her post in the morning, because I'm not a morning person. I am
I
not
hate
a morning.
I hate them.
She goes,
you know
I'm going to go run. I'm like, fuck you, girl.
No, you know what?
Oh.
I'm not either. I try to convert, but it's hard. It's not the easiest thing.
And the funny thing is, people will say, oh, so you're a runner. I'm like, no, I run because I get the results.
Right.
I change what I eat because I get the results. It's
right.
like right now, I'm getting ready for Mexico.
Right.
So I got on the treadmill this morning. Can I say I freaking hate the treadmill?
I
hate it with a passion, because it's boring. I'm looking at the same thing. I've got the TV on. I've got the earphones.
Right.
I've got the music. But I do it because I think about
mm-hmm.
about just You just need to do it, because when you're done,
right,
you do. You feel great. You feel accomplished.
And you're happier.
And you're right. Happier. So the endorphins are the big thing that you get instantaneously. But one of the things I wanted to touch base, and I'm sure you've noticed this, typically the physical results of working out, you don't see for almost 2 weeks.
Oh, no. Don't even expect instant gratification. If you're doing it right, with fitness and nutrition, let's not forget nutrition.
Yeah.
If you're doing it right, then it's not a fad diet. It's not some quick fix.
It's just
it's a long-term lifestyle.
So before we go, before we go off air, we're going to be going into our after show here.
After
but I want to make sure that we do our thank yous. We want to thank our sponsors tonight: Girly Girl Wines, Red Door Spas, Lean Goddess, Venice is Thinking, the new not the new Flow. Flow is going to be celebrating their 10-year anniversary. Then Bellevue Nordstrom Cosmetics, Kind Bars, Pop Chips, and House Wines. Everybody have a socially savvy week, and we will be finishing our show off with Chocolate Shop Sparkling.
Yes.
Take care, everybody, and listen for the after show now.
Thank you.
So we were chatting.
We were chatting. It's like, you know, we talk about this Lean Goddess. So when you wake up in the morning, what gets you going? That's kind of a key thing. We talked about what kind of motivates us and all that. I know Albie does it for me. You roll out of bed. How do you do it?
How do I do it?
How does she do it?
What gets you going? Honestly, it's because it's scheduled in my calendar, and I have a commitment to meet with somebody else.
Your calendar?
See, that I love that. You've got a dedication.
The accountability. Because if it was just me saying, I'm going to go.
You're not going to do it.
Okay, so here's a funny thing I heard from another personal trainer, was that if you have just a gym membership and you're not someone who typically works out, a gym membership is only a good intention. That's all it is.
It's a waste.
And if you don't follow through, you're just making donations. And why not?
That's why, if you know you're
not going to use it, then stop kidding yourself.
Yeah.
Do something that you know you're going to continue doing.
Right.
Either find something that you love, like if it's maybe Zumba.
Or that you can tolerate.
Maybe it's personal training. Maybe it's boot camp. Whatever it is. Or that you can tolerate. Maybe you'll never love it. You know, I'm not someone who like lives for working out. I don't. But I love feeling good about myself. I like being a healthy person. I like being an active person. And the thing is, later in life, it's going to catch up with everybody. So if you're not doing it now, it's going to catch up with you, and you're going to feel
the results. I think that's how LB and I work really well together, because she'll say something she's going to do. If I say something I'm going to do later down the road, she's like, I thought you were going to do that. And I'm like, oh, right.
Well, it's that accountability. Right. And it's not just the accountability to ourselves, but when you speak it, you are, in fact, in pushing other people around you.
Right. Exactly. And you know what? We all have days when we don't want to do it. And that's when you should hopefully attract those people into your life that are motivational, that are positive, and text them. I the other morning I was not feeling it, and I text my – I always see the trainer that I'm working with that's near where I live or Katie, and I'm just like, I need some motivation. And I'll tell you what, when you're the co-founder of a brand called Lean Goddess,
you don't have a choice.
You have to try to be one every day.
Yeah.
So there's my motivation for you.
Oh,
own
I
a business
it.
That is called Lean Goddess.
Oh, I love it.
Well, thank you for coming out here.
For
really
everything.
We really
inviting us
it.
To be a part of this. It's
absolutely.
So much fun.
And just remember, it's not just about fitness and nutrition. It's about mindset and lifestyle. You've got to enjoy your life. And if there's things that are holding you back in life, then it's time to dig deep, explore what that's about, and make sure that you're really removing those toxins from your life, whether they're toxins within your body, there's toxic relationships, there's toxic environments. It's time to detox, because everything that's external is a reflection of what's going on internally. You're
so
attracting exactly who you are and what you are. So,
wait a minute. You know, you were just talking about that, about, so sum that up again with what you're saying about Lean Goddess. So Lean Goddess, a lot of people would think it's just simply about being physical.
Right.
But with you, it's more.
So much more.
So summarize that one up again for
me. So, well, our mission is really to inspire and empower women to live their happiest, healthiest, most abundant lives. So it's, we say Lean Goddess not in the sense only of being lean and healthy with your body. It's not about being skinny. It's about being healthy. It's about being toned. It's about taking care of yourself. But it's also about living a lean lifestyle, simplicity. Stop with all the chaos and the mind chatter and having just a crazy home office or a messy house. Let go of the clutter. Detox
Simplify.
Your life, not just your body. Detox your life, and you'll be happier because of it. Because when it comes down to it, it's all stuff, you know?
Whereas
the junk you're putting into your body, the reason why you're not feeling alive is because you're putting dead food into your body.
Well, and I think a lot of people, one of the things I learned, because I was raised Greek, so we didn't eat to live, we lived to eat.
Right?
I'm like, you know, you wake up thinking about breakfast, and then you have breakfast, you're thinking about lunch, and then lunch, you're thinking about, oh, dinner's going to be fabulous.
Right.
All right.
But one of the things for me was, in thinking about it, it's like, okay, that's fine if
right.
you like different flavors like I do, but you don't have to be in excess. It doesn't
right.
have to be all this stuff. You can enjoy a couple of bites of this, or you can enjoy a little bit of this, or
mm-hmm.
or having a few things in your life. And
right.
you're right, simplifying, and that's one of the things I've been working on this last week, is just trying to get rid of the clutter.
Exactly. And if you have my key too with nutrition is, if my kitchen is stocked with all the right stuff, then I know I'll make the right decisions. You know, it's preparing yourself, surrounding
oh, yeah.
yourself
yep.
with the stuff that you know is going to fuel your body and make you feel good about what you're
What's
putting
going
in
on?
It. Yeah. It doesn't mean you don't, I mean, I'm not perfect, you know.
Oh,
like,
my God.
It doesn't mean you don't indulge. And
oh, yeah, I did
know,
that today.
Anyone who knows me knows chocolate is my weakness. I'm definitely a sugar person. You know, for some people it's wine. For some people it's the
wine and
savory.
I'm a salty and wine girl.
Oh, yeah.
It is a squeeze, you know. And so
wow.
I know that when I have it, I totally enjoy it. But it's all about moderation, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the other thing, too, is people don't realize sometimes they're not eating enough. And they don't realize it because they go, oh, I need to cut back on this and this and this. And then for their body, they're eating too. I was actually eating too few calories because I was cutting out stuff.
Oh
so
wow!
I was like, oh, I'll just have
a lot of people
egg white
do that.
And spinach,
don't they?
And they're like, that's it. That's like the tiniest little. You know, you're not starting off your day right with enough nutrients and vegetables.
Right.
That you're not really fueling your body. So what your body will do is it will
goes into store mode. Yep.
It will
a lot
store
of people do that when they
yeah,
do
you're
when,
starving your
when
body.
They want to work out. They're like, oh, I'm gonna eat less, eat less, eat less. I'm like,
mm-hmm.
no, your body wants more the calories because you're burning the calories
yep.
on top of burning the fat and the muscle.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I'm so glad that you invited us to be a part of this. This
yeah,
was
no, thank
fabulous.
You so much for
I'm
being
really
here.
Looking forward to getting off the mic so I can go around and check everything out.
I know, right? Absolutely. Well, we thank Red Door Spa for partnering with us to host this amazing
did a
event. We've had, we have some great sponsors here tonight, and thank you for being here and having your show. It's
of
been
course.
Awesome.
It was,
thank
it
you.
Was such an honor.
We'll have to do this again sometime.
Thank you, hon.
Right.
We'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye. Again, everybody have a socially savvy week, and
yes.
we will catch you next week.
Yep. See you later. Bye.
I need to schedule more time from now on.
But this going into here had a better.